In the later chapters of the Spiritual Canticle, St. John of the Cross explains how the person whose approach to God has been simplified by the darkness of faith and the fire of love is drawn into a deeper union with him in spiritual betrothal. He is commenting on this verse. The tranquil night at the time of the rising of the dawn, silent music, sounding solitude, the supper that refreshes and enkindles love.
In this spiritual sleep in the bosom of the beloved, the soul possesses and relishes all the tranquility, rest and quietude of the peaceful night, and she receives in God, together with this peace, a fathomless and obscure divine knowledge. As a result, she says that her beloved is a tranquil night to her at the time of the rising of the dawn. She does not say that the tranquil night is equivalent to a dark night, but rather that it is like the night that has reached the time of the rising dawn. This quietude and tranquility in God is not entirely obscure to the soul, as is a dark night, but it is a tranquility and quietude in divine light, in the new knowledge of God, in which the spirit, elevated to the divine light, is in quiet, just as the rise of the morning dispels the darkness of night and unveils the light of day. So this spirit, quieted and put to rest in God, is elevated from the darkness of natural knowledge to the morning light of supernatural knowledge of God. The communication being referred to is the most abundant possible in the state of betrothal. In spiritual marriage, there are striking advantages over this state of betrothal, for although the soul enjoys so much good in these visits of the state of betrothal, she still suffers from her beloved's withdrawal and from disturbances and afflictions. All of these cease in the state of marriage.